explosive play from him this spring? It sounds like a lot.
Oh, yeah, every practice, you know, we'll have offense, defense meeting. He really harps on, you know, who's going to make the play today. And, you know, that's just going to, the big plays are going to open up, you know, crazy things in the offense. And, you know, guys who are making plays are going to, you know,
CJ, what was the toughest thing about the new offense, or the toughest thing to learn last year that you guys are feeling more comfortable with this year in the second year of this offense?
I don't think there was really anything too tough, besides the fact that I was under O'Keefe for 2 years and kind of just the will to want to learn a new offense. That was probably the toughest, and being it was my third year. But you know, we're just refining, you know, adding new stuff to the offense right now and just getting more comfortable. So,
have you noticed more of those big plays here as you've been going through spring practice?
Definitely. You know, like you guys saw in Des Moines, there was a lot of big plays by the tight end, and there's a lot of big plays by the receivers. You know, Coach Davis is always talking about, like I said, who's going to make the big play. We got to make big plays. That's just going to open up the offense. And, you know, our goal every week going into the game is make 9 explosive plays, 5 in the run, 4 in the pass. And you do that, you get a good chance to win the game. So,
you talk about the quarterbacks. I know Coach Davis said there hasn't been much or any separation really between them. And I know, right. I think Kevontae said all they're all team numbers.
Right.
So that's all he really sees thrown his way.
Right.
Do you notice a difference right now? Are you kind of tracking that yet?
They are all pretty. They all got their own little thing that they do good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No one has really stepped way ahead of the other. And, you know, hopefully in these next couple practices, you know, we're going to get to know who's going to be our top quarterback.
What are you looking for when you see all three of these guys in action? What's kind of, I guess, your criteria as a tight end?
Well, I'm just a smart guy, you know, a guy who knows where everybody's going to be, a guy who loves the game, a guy who, you know, just he's got a smooth ball, you know, nice tight spiral, you know, smart guy. So,
I know last year you guys were starting to implement it more and more late in the season, having that Y-back position.
Right.
How do you feel that that's helped you guys all as a group, just knowing that more of you are getting to be on the field and you're working in more formations where it's not just you on the field, for example. Right. Like it could be you and Henry or you and Jake.
Right. You know, Coach Hernandez has been harping on us. You know, we want to be in 12 personnel. We want that to be our main personnel, two tight ends on the field. You know, because that's hard to read as a defense, whether it's going to be run or pass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, play-action pass, that opens up play-action pass. It opens, you know, it's just really hard on the defense to read things out. So,
you pick up on anything yet from him just as far as, like, his brother and, like, what he does makes him successful?
Yeah, he always shows us, you know, NFL film, how to run routes. I've learned a lot of things that I didn't even know, like, how important it is to just the little things in your route. And you know, I would describe it to you right now, but it would take a while. But
right.
You know,
try if you want here.
You know, just, you know, grinding a defender, getting on their toes, just you know, how important the head and the route is, you know. Just get out of your break fast. And just a lot of things that I never really thought of that he knows about the game that are important that I'm learning. So,
have you noticed any difference in your game then, just as you start to implement more of those? Because, I mean, obviously the quarterbacks are still looking for you downfield, but
right.
Have you maybe noticed yourself having an easier time getting open? Or?
Yeah, actually I have. You know, I've had a trouble with my release off the line when there's a DN head up on me,
mm-hmm.
and he's kind of giving me a move so that I can avoid getting, you know, bumped, so I'm slowing my route. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, just getting out fast and getting into your route. So,